Back here on Sports Talk on WWL Saints Radio, we've got an exclusive conversation with one of our own, born and raised right here in the city, went to starring at Archbishop Shaw to coaching some of the elite secondaries in college football, and now he's back home running the back end of the Black and Gold's defense. Here is our interview with Saints defensive pass coordinator Terry Joseph with voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes.
When you go back a year, think about where you were. At this point, minicamp, and you've spent 2 decades as a college coach. It was your first year in the NFL. It's got to be a completely different feeling for you right now.
Yeah, I mean, 365 days makes a world of difference. You know, coming in and just making a transition, obviously being from college and then having to get used to the NFL and coaching NFL players and then having a new team, a new staff, it was definitely a lot of adjustments. And then coming around now in this camp, you know, we kind of know each other. We know what everybody can do, their strengths and weaknesses, and we're more familiar with the defensive scheme. So the adjustments are easier, and the guys have been a pleasure to coach, and the energy that we've had this camp has been outstanding.
I'm not sure if you could map it out and go, okay, on the day before camp, a future Hall of Famer, Tyrann Mathieu, is going to retire, going to sign Julian Blackmon, who in the first game is going to get hurt. I'm sure that's not how you mapped it out. So those challenges early on, had to be significant.
Yeah, you know, that definitely wasn't a perfect plan. And, you know, having to lose a player like Honey Badger right before camp, those guys are irreplaceable. And so we got fortunate enough that Julian was out there and he goes through camp and proves himself as a starter. He plays his tail off in the first game and gets hurt on a second to last play of the game. Then we really got to make a decision on, what we're going to do with Jonas. And so we said, hey, you know what? We drafted this guy. We believe in him. Let's throw him out there. And there were some bumps, but man, did he grow and get better as the season went along. And then now we lose a player like Galante in free agency, who's also hard or impossible to replace, but at least Sanker has that experience and a skill set that'd give us a little bit of different presence at the star position. But the snaps that he got last year were valuable, and we're going to get the benefits of that this season.
And the Alante, like in Irvine, just flat out said, I had to sit myself down for 2 weeks and say, you know, he wanted to play outside, but they wanted him to play the slot. He goes, you know what? To heck with it. I'm going to be the best damn slot there is. And he had to mentally kind of convince himself of that. But Sanker's a different animal. He's a young kid. He put me in anywhere. I think he's accepted that role so much.
Yeah, you know, kind of two different situations as far as that's concerned. The one thing that's going to help Sanker is the depth that we do have at safety. So he can really major in that position because of, you know, with Reed, Howden, Blackmon, Burgess, we have enough pieces at safety where Sanker can get a full meal at the star position and really dig into it. So I think that's going to help his growth because I think there is some hard things when you got to play corner one play, star for two plays, and then go back to corner. Sanker experience will be a little bit different because he'll major at that position.
Deal mostly with the safeties, but you're the pass game coordinator. You got two young guys on your corners. Kool-Aid is in his third year, Riley in his second. There's going to be a lot on their shoulders, and they know by this point you're going to get beat. It's really what you do with that knowledge and what you do on the next play.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Kool-Aid, you know, this guy's really turned the corner, in my opinion. Just really turned into a leader. His body looks different, so you can tell he's been believing in the physical conditioning part of the program. And then Quincy is kind of like Sanker, forced into duty. Probably a little bit earlier than everybody anticipated, but he really went in there. And to learn that corner on a job training is a hard deal. But the snaps that he got last year, we really feel like we're in a good place with those guys. And you know what? They got to win. They're going to win one rep. The guy they're going against is just as good. He's going to win a rep. It's about that next rep. And if we can get 66% of the wins, we feel like we'll be okay.
I don't think people appreciate the fact of the drills and fundamentals that you can't do during the regular season, that you can do in OTAs and minicamp. Watch you guys with the safeties, just the pound drill. Pound that ball out, pound that ball out. First 11 on 11, I don't know who it was, but pounded it out. I mean, it's you can't put enough emphasis on what the importance is of the fundamentals because you don't get any time to work on it.
No, and you bring up a great point because the drill that you saw, we call it stumble bum. And I thought last year, we kind of were brother-in-law in the drill a little bit. And this year, I've made an emphasis on the guy who's carrying the ball. You've caught an interception in the Superdome, so I want you to really protect it, where this guy has to work to get it out. So now we're taking the belief that iron sharpens iron, and for us to do the drill and it to happen, that's a coach's dream to get the players to buy in.
And finally, this is your opportunity for some time off. Yeah, some people think that the offseason begins after the season. It doesn't. You guys are in draft, free agency. What does Terry Joseph, what does time off mean to you? What will you do? Will you see Vance? Will you see your cousins at all, Mickey?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, like you said, coming from college to the NFL, because it is time off. In college, it never was time off. But we do have all of the Joseph coaches are getting together for the 4th of July in New Orleans. So that'll be good. And then it'll be a lot of golf and a little bit of traveling. The weird thing for me, this will be the first year for me and my wife that we're empty nesters. So both of our daughters are out of the house. So it'll kind of be fly by the seat of our pants a little bit.
Will there be a little pickup football game on the 4th of July weekend? It feels like we're close.
I think there'll be a lot of football talk. I don't know if we'll actually get out there and play. We're kind of getting up in age a little bit.
Hey, enjoy the time off. Training camp will be here before you know it. And congrats on the empty nest.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike.
You just heard from the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes, with Saints defensive pass coordinator Terry Joseph. The title I thought would just be secondaries coach.
Yeah.
Is that just a fancier way of saying it?
Well, he's the defensive pass game coordinator. Like, they come up with a plan for the game, just like the passing game coordinator on offense.
I know, just I feel like in the past, though, we've just said secondaries coach.
Well, I mean, there is a secondary coach. I think there's a title involved that you get paid a little bit more money. it's just an indicator of what your game plan is or your game plan responsibilities are. Like, run game coordinator, guess what they set up every week?
I wonder what
they coordinate the run game. The titles get kind of thrown around, but, you know, he's not really the cornerbacks coach. I think that's kind of where you're at. Like, he's the safeties coach, basically, and he's the defensive pass game coordinator.
You're talking about safeties. Jonas Sanker slotting into that star role. I think that's one that everyone's most interested and, I guess, excited to see more of come training camp.
He's going to be involved in a lot. It's a big responsibility, and they're trusting him.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I think that's the biggest thing is they're not throwing a competition out there to see who's the best option. They've decided who's the best option.
It's his to lose,
and he's it.
Yeah.
And he's got to deliver in that role. And, you know, if he takes his lumps, he takes his lumps. He's got to keep getting better. Like, I think that's the thing. Like, you put him in that role because you're trusting him to maybe not succeed all the time, but get better throughout the course of the season so that when the big games show up, he's ready to deliver in those big games.